Good morning. This is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Thursday, the 25th of September. I'm John Baker. Luxembourg City Council has donated 400 generators to Ukraine, each kit consisting of a portable power station and a 2.8 kilowatt battery. The generators will help to ensure the operation of critical infrastructure, including hospitals, schools, nurseries and care homes. Ukraine's energy infrastructure has been severely impacted by Russian attacks since the war broke out. A new system to automatically recognise vehicle license plates using intelligent cameras will soon be installed on Luxembourg's roads near the borders. Home Affairs Minister Leon Glodden yesterday presented the related draft law to the parliamentary committee and later to the press. These cameras record license plates and cross-check them with national and international databases. Hesperange Park will transform into a hub of bustle on Saturday as part of the European Week of Sport's 10th anniversary, inviting people of all ages to try their hand at a wide variety of activities, including baseball, rugby, martial arts and baseball. Of course, there will be food trucks on hand to replenish the energy levels. And in world news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy will today hear his fate when a Paris court issues its verdict on charges of accepting illegal campaign financing from the late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, with prosecutors demanding a 7-year prison sentence. And finally, drones have once again disrupted air traffic at multiple airports across Denmark and caused one of them to close for hours, police have announced, after a similar incident this week prompted Copenhagen Airport to shut. The incident follows similar events in Poland and Romania and the violation by Russian fighter jets of Estonia's airspace. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Sports, and in local football to start, and the orange flood alert for southern Luxembourg yesterday prompted the FLF to postpone all league and cup matches set for that evening. A total of 8 matches from the 7th round of the league have been rescheduled for next Wednesday, the 1st of October at 8 p.m. The postponement also affects 4 preliminary round cup matches and 1 Division 1 game. In rugby, flanker Ardie Surveyor will captain New Zealand against Australia in the Bledisloe Cup, as the All Blacks have made 4 changes to the side stung by their record defeat to South Africa. Regular captain Scott Barrett is out of the game in Auckland with a shoulder injury suffered during the 43-10 humiliation at the hands of the Springboks. And finally, with the Ryder Cup beginning tomorrow, team captains Luke Donald and Keegan Bradley voiced respect but also took their shots at the Ryder Cup opening ceremony yesterday. Europe captain Donald took the opportunity to stress that unlike US players who are paid to play, European Ryder Cup stars play for their legacy alone.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Well, the good news is that currently it is not raining, but there will be rain throughout the day, although the downpours are less ferocious than yesterday. Current temperature is around 8 degrees, and we'll see a high of 11 this afternoon.